Our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, June 24th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that I think people are maybe perhaps overreacting to, perhaps kind of very, very, very concerned about is the United States getting involved in another war. Donald Trump ran on saying he is a peace president. Donald Trump hates wars. Well, it's kind of interesting because the war powers resolution that these people are pushing are completely misguided. Speaker Mike Johnson calling out the Dems on the hypocrisy using the War Powers Act because Democrat presidents have done it. And some of the things that's very interesting, even the Senate side, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, when he looks at these people, Senator Tim Kaine in the U.S. Senate, Democrat from Virginia, bipartisan support in the House, Thomas Massie, Libertarian Congressman from Kentucky, Democrat Congressman Kahana from California, and then other House Dems that are putting forward this war power resolution against President Donald J. Trump. Smith, Himes, and Mias. Well, guess what? You can do whatever you want in the House of Representatives. Kaine, you can even support it in the U.S. Senate. You got a problem. The problem is Republicans control the House and the Senate. Even though it's a very slim majority, they still have the gavels. You guys are wasting your time. Not only that, but you're an embarrassment to yourself because obviously you haven't read the Constitution. The commander-in-chief controls the military. The only time Congress needs to give permission, authority, is if the president is asking for a declaration of war. If a president wants to declare war against a foreign country, he has to go to Congress for approval. What Donald Trump did on Saturday, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, guess what? It wasn't an act, a declaration of war. It was a military strike, pure and simple. It was a military operation. Israel helped. They prepared the conditions for it to be carried out safely. And to the point that not one American soldier was injured or died. Unheard of. flying from Missouri all the way to Iran, dropping the packages and coming back home 36, 37 hours in the air, never landing, refueling in midair, all the way there and all the way back. Now the president en route to the NATO summit in the Netherlands. Well, guess what? All eyes are going to be on Donald Trump. And two things that Fox News is reporting, Donald Trump is going to demand all members of NATO commit 5% of their GDP to funding NATO, to building up NATO's military defenses. Well, the president, prime minister, whatever the heck he is of Spain, has already said Spain is not willing to do that. Yeah, we shall see. You wait until dad gets there and you have a conversation with President Trump. Let's see what Spain ends up doing. That's step number one. Step number two, Donald Trump is going to tell NATO that the United States is done being forced to protect any fellow member of NATO unless they want to. Unless the United States wants to, not going to do it. Just because you're a member of NATO does not automatically mandate that the United States will go to war or defend you in the event you're attacked. Guess what? Very, very, very interesting. New development just breaking as a news alert. Donald Trump is going to make headlines when he gets to The Hague in the Netherlands and attends this NATO summit. Going to be very, very, very interesting as far as what he says and what the reactions of fellow NATO members are going to be to his statements. One of the things that I think is also going to be very interesting, Donald Trump not happy this morning, heading out to Air Force One when stopped by the press. This morning, butting up right to the 12th and final hour of this ceasefire agreement, Iran fired some more missiles into Israel. Well, Israel responded by sending 12 separate different attacks into Iran. Very interesting, like the two sides getting it all out of their system before the ceasefire fully takes effect. Donald Trump not happy. As a matter of fact, when questioned about it, getting on the helicopter, he said, these guys are acting like they don't even know what the F they're doing. Using an F-bomb that was bleeped out on Fox News and walked away from the press. Donald Trump's not happy. Not happy with Israel. He's not happy with Iran. So, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Latest report, as I'm monitoring Fox News in the background during the show right now, the ceasefire has begun and the attacks have stopped on both sides. Israel stopped firing into Iran. Iran stopped firing into Israel. It appears that the ceasefire for now is holding. But it wasn't this morning. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see exactly where this is going to be operating. one of the largest and absolutely critical components to all this is not only the fact that Donald Trump is heading to NATO for a summit with the NATO members, but the fact that they do have a ceasefire pending as he gets there. The only other pending situation we still have ongoing, Russia in Ukraine. And I would not put it beyond Donald Trump and his cabinet members to not only be moving toward a permanent peace deal between Israel and Iran, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not putting pressure on Putin and Zelensky to come to a peace agreement there in Ukraine's war with Russia. This would be the trifecta. Donald Trump and his military, our military, ends nuclear capabilities in Iran. A peace deal between Israel and Iran and a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia. Along with Trump telling the U.S. senators, get in a room, don't come out until you pass the one big beautiful bill. Something that can be passed in the House. Get the deal done this week. Work with the House so they can pick it up and pass it immediately. No one goes on vacation until it's done. Lock yourself in a room if you must, but do not go home. Donald Trump's warning to the U.S. senators. No one goes on vacations until this bill is done. I want to sign it on Independence Day, 4th of July. Donald Trump's got a lot of balls in the air. They are trying to do a whole lot at the exact same time. So we'll see where this goes. Marsha Blackburn, Senate Finance Committee, understands the message and is relaying it to her fellow senators in the Republican-controlled Senate. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Anti-Semitism protests after the Midnight Hammer attack that President Trump and the United States military carried out early on Saturday morning. Well, here is the warning that Kristi Noem, Secretary of Homeland Security, has put out. ICE is going after Iranian illegal immigrants. Over 1,500 of them documented to have been allowed to come into and stay in this country under the Biden administration. Well, Kristi Noem, Homeland Security, ICE, have many of their names and locations. And as a result, they are targeting their removal, their deportation. You may have seen the news that the United States Supreme Court has authorized and allowed Donald Trump's deportation of illegals to third world countries outside of the United States, outside of their home country. Well, that means Gitmo. Guantanamo Bay in Cuba is a potential site, and others around the world. They're going after the bad guys. And now they are specifically targeting Iranians that have entered the country illegally, that they're aware of, and ICE is going after them. They are not going to sit idly by and allow these Iranian nationals to stay in the United States in light of these anti-Semitic rallies they're popping up all over the United States. Today being Tuesday, they're already organizing. Flags that were flown at these universities back in their day, Palestinian flags in support of Gaza Palestinians versus Israel. Well, then we saw the Mexican flags that were being flown in Los Angeles. Well, now they're flying Iranian flags. Well, guess what? Donald Trump, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan of ICE are not going to sit idly by and allow these Iranian nationals to organize potentially a threat against the homeland. So, breaking news, they're going after them. They're going to arrest them and deport them out. So whatever they think they may be able to organize, Trump and Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, are not sitting idly by and are going to allow it to happen. It's not going to happen. Sorry, folks. It's not going to happen. So, very interesting. One of the things that we're looking at here, we, the people, are not going to allow people to attack us. The president's not going to allow it. Secretary of Homeland Security is not going to allow it. ICE is not going to allow it. The people aren't going to stand for it. You might have sleeper cells, you think, organized in this country. Well, I can tell you guys one thing. There's a lot more of us than you. And yeah, you might be able to hit us, but we're not going to sit idly by. We will protect ourselves. I don't care if it's an Iranian national or anybody. We're not going to sit idly by and be victims. It's not going to happen. People need to be aware, conscious of your surroundings. Try to avoid large crowds. Try to go about your business in your life like normal. Conduct your business, hold your meetings, do your lunches, do your events. But you got to be very, very careful. Right now, 12 Iranian national leaders are the targets. And they've been arrested by ICE since Sunday. Now, you want to make yourself a target? Go to a protest rally. Go ahead and do it. Out of the 1,504 arrested, 729 were allowed under Biden to be released into our general public without a court date. A lot of these cells, many of them from Iran, absolutely are on the target of ICE and Homeland Security. So be careful, be safe, God bless. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinish?